I will eat half, and take the other half to her, said he at last. And he divided them into two heaps. But each heap looked so small that he put them together again. I will only taste one, thought he. But as he again lifted it to his mouth, he saw that he had taken the finest, and he put it back. I will keep them all for her, said he, and he covered them up nicely till he should go home. When the sun was beginning to sink, George set out for home. How happy he felt then that he had all his strawberries for his sick mother. The nearer he came to his home, the less he wished to taste them. Just as he had thrown down his wood, he heard his mother's faint voice calling him from the next room. Is that you, George? I am glad you have come, for I am thirsty and am longing for some tea. George ran in to her and joyfully offered his wild strawberries. And you saved them for your sick mother, did you? Said she, laying her hand fondly on his head, while the tears stood in her eyes. God will bless you for all this, my child. Could the eating of the strawberries have given George half the happiness he felt at this moment?